Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Nursing homes and assisted living facilities are slowly starting to allow outdoor in-person visits to prevent the spread of COVID-19 to its residents. The restrictions on indoor visits started in early March. The absence of human touch could lead to loneliness, fear, and stress. That's why mental health professionals are providing counseling to help residents cope. With me to talk about that is psychologist Mary Lewis with Reflections Health and Wellness. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for your willingness to speak with me today.
What concerns are you hearing from some of the people in nursing homes?
What I see in nursing home residents already before COVID-19 were issues of loneliness and depression. There's a lot of anxiety around being in a medical facility and being away from home. A lot of issues with adjustment and loss. And so what I'm seeing in COVID times is all those issues, but amplified by the fact that they cannot see the folks that they love. So family members and friends, many of them are placed in isolation, so they don't have access to their normal social activities. And additionally, on top of that, not being able to engage with the staff at the level they normally are able to. So seeing staff in masks and gowning up and wearing equipment that they're unfamiliar with on a day-to-day basis.
When is the last time they saw their loved one in person?
I would say in early March. The facilities I worked at shut down very early in March because of some of the data coming out of Oregon.
What does this do emotionally for people?
It actually is incredibly difficult for a lot of these older adults because their family is their primary source of social support. And we know that isolation and loneliness lead to depression and poor self-care in a lot of these folks. So I'm seeing an increase in self-neglect. Basically, folks aren't eating, they're sleeping all day, they've shut down. And some of our older residents struggle to use the technology that we're providing to try and at least have some visits with family because they can't hear well or see well or get confused with that.
What does it mean physically for people when they can't see their loved one in person?
What we have known as psychologists is the lack of touch in humans creates a host of emotional and physiological issues. So when people touch each other, it releases hormones that make them feel connected and engaged with each other. And so when you as a human being don't touch another person for extended periods of time, it actually leads to a deprivation in those hormones and those body chemicals that help with good mood and feeling energized and engaged in the world.
How does counseling help?
So it's an opportunity and a safe space for folks to talk about their concerns and really have an extended period of time to say things like, I'm worried, I miss my family, to work through some of their emotional issues. Additionally, one of the things that I try to do for all my folks is problem solve. So we talk about, okay, so we can't see folks in person. You're struggling with the technology. Can we do a window visit? Is there an alternative way that we can get your family to see you? Or do I need to come back more frequently? You know, the staff I work with are very creative. And so I am in an integrated team where whatever I'm doing in the counseling session to help the person get through depression and isolation, then I can also take those solutions and we work as a team to solve those.
What can family members do?
So I think the children and friends need to take care of themselves, wear a mask, do social distancing, and then communicate that to their loved one and say, you know, mom, I'm taking care of myself. I promise I'm doing this. The next thing is to just be in contact, however it might be, whether it's a phone call, telehealth. If you can afford buying a tablet or a phone for your loved one, do that.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with psychologist Mary Lewis with Reflections Health and Wellness about coping with COVID-19 restrictions. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for your time.